You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Thursday morning where Wisconsin basketball gets one of their senior leaders back. Brad Davison is returning to Madison for his second go-round at a senior season, but he's not as old as you think he is. We'll tell you how old he actually is and get into a lot more on today's Locked On Badgers. My name is Zach Lowe. Joined by Ben Kenny, of course. We are the team over at BadgersWire.com. I am a former play-by-play broadcaster for Badger Sports. But most importantly, of course, I'm your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the inside student perspective, filled with stats, special guests, all things Badger Sports. Listen and follow for free on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can play Locked On Badgers. Ben, Brad Davison's back. Your initial reactions when you heard that news today were?
happy Thursday. Let's have a take. That was an impeccable start in terms of him not being as old as people might think he is. For me, when I saw this, I was honestly thrilled. Now, we know he didn't have the best season last year, didn't have the best game going out. But going forward, next year, this team isn't competing for the Big Ten with the youth they have, the lack of experience. Getting a guy like him back with the program, back on the court first and foremost, but back with the program where he can help the young guys develop, he can help kind of bridge the gap between the last era and the new one. I think it's impossible to quantify how valuable he'll be to the team and what lies ahead in terms of the guys that are now coming in as freshmen to lead this program.
We're talking all basketball on today's show, obviously starting with the Brad Davison news, and then we'll get into what it means for the rotation next year, the starting lineup next year. Will it impact guys' minutes? Is it a all positive thing or are there some negatives? We'll get into all of that coming up on the show today, but we'll start with Brad Davison's news that he is returning, and I'll start by reading you word for word the Brad Davison statement to Badger Nation posted by Wisconsin Basketball, tweeted out this morning, that told us this news. So, and I quote, Brad Davison's statement to Badger Nation read as follows. I want to thank my coaching staff for their patience during this time and say thanks to my current and future teammates who played a huge part in helping me make this decision. After taking some time to reflect, there is no place I would rather be than Madison. Being a Badger is a privilege. I am grateful for one last ride with my coaches and teammates this upcoming season. I would not want to go out any other way than playing in front of Badger Nation at the Kohl Center. End quote. Go Badgers, Joshua 1-9. End of the quote. But end quote. So I think based on that, fans clearly played a big part in this decision. Like Brad really wanted to play his senior year in front of the crowd. He wanted a senior night in front of a crowd. He wants a Big Ten season in front of a crowd. He wants to remember what that feeling is like when the Kohl Center is jam-packed with people, and it's a feeling he hasn't had the privilege of having in over a year. Nobody in college basketball really has. I think that was a huge part in this based on reading that.
I'm with you. There's nothing that gets him or the Kohl Center going like a game-winning charge with like 45, 60 seconds left in the game. I remember a couple years ago when NC State came to town, pretty good NC State team, and the Badgers battled with them, and it was a Brad Davison charge and then a Brad Davison steal at the end, just defensive hustle plays that won the game. He was getting the crowd going. I think you're right, because I think it really did affect him playing in front of no fans last year because of how he plays and because of the energy he brings. And I mean, hopefully we will get a packed Kohl Center next winter and people can, you know, write off his career kind of in the right way.
There were two joke reactions today on Twitter that made the rounds that, and when I say two reactions, I don't mean two people. I mean, these two reactions were had by hundreds of Twitter users.
Oh, I made one of them.
On the app?
I made one of them.
The one you made had to do with one Bo Borowski. Is that correct?
You're darn right.
That was one of them. The other one was about his age and how he is 35 years old, returning to play his 13th season of college basketball. In fact, Robin Washit, the Nebraska Rivals reporter, big-time guy over there at HuskerOnline.com, said, and I quote, Brad Davison plants his feet for a 13th season at Wisconsin. Now, I'll start this half of the Twitter saga by saying that Robin covers the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Is that correct?
Yeah, it seems like it is. I have to say his word choice was tremendous, though.
Plants his feet, I love. Wonderful. I do love. I love the joking nature of plants his feet.
It's really good.
Well done. Well done there. But Brad Davison happens to be younger than more than half of Nebraska's basketball roster for next season.
No way.
Brad Davison, and this might shock you, so hold on at home. If you're driving, like, hold on to the steering wheel.
Eyes
right
on
now.
The road.
Lock in for this fact. Brad Davison is 21 years old. Now, that's a misleading fact. Asher, you're misleading me. Yes, fine. He will turn 22 next week. You are correct about that. But right now, he is 21. As a 22-year-old senior, you're basically a normal age. He'll be 22 his entire senior year. So we can debunk that one. Why don't you talk about the Borowski one, since you were a part of the Twitter mob that got into it?
Well, I will say that that is a remarkable number, that he's only 21. I feel kind of old as a 22-year-old senior going on, you know, a fifth-year fall, but that's aside from the point. Him being, yeah, I will love, though, when we go back, when everyone takes the court in the fall, I will love the Big Ten Twitter mob trying to make the Perry Ellis jokes about how old he is. Perry Ellis obviously being the Kansas legend who played until he was 50 and was balding. But the Bo Borowski stuff. If there's one big loser from Brad Davison staying another season in Madison, now there are a lot of winners in this scenario in every way. The program, the youngsters. If there's one loser, it's Bo Borowski. Bo Borowski thought that he was going to get the last of Brad Davison last season, get all of his anger towards him out with the hook and holds and the blocking calls that should have been charges and stepping over him when he made a call, little Joey Crawford, Allen Iverson hybrid right there. But Brad Davison's going to come back. And I think Brad Davison is going to come back with vengeance, especially with a full crowd behind him.
I agree with that. I think that he's going to have a better year than he did this past year. He's also working out with my guy. I messaged him today on Twitter. He's working out with my guy, Reed Usi, who does a tremendous job in Minnesota, trains Andrew Wiggins, trains a lot of those top Minnesota prospects. And I also use Reed's app to do training of my own for fun. So I know that Reed is awesome. He's created a really cool network over there in Minnesota, and Brad will be training with him this offseason. So I think that'll help him a ton. He's also healthy going into the offseason, which was something that Reed told me. And you can actually go back and listen to this episode of Locked On Badgers, and it's an interesting one to listen to now. I did it last offseason with Brad's trainer, and he told me that this was the first offseason, this past offseason, was the first one that Brad went into actually healthy. So with a chance to like really get better, because he was 100% going into it. And I think he's almost 100% going into this one too. So that's exciting for him. And I think that, wow, that we just watched. I have to react to that live on the show. Literally, Ben is like cracking up over here next to me. We're together doing this episode. Ben has the Phillies game on the background. I just saw one of the worst bobbled catches of my life. And so Ben over here can't keep himself contained. But back, away from the Mets Phillies and back to Brad Davison. I'm not cutting this out either.
Please don't. Please don't.
You were dying. I couldn't even focus.
It was Jose Canseco home run off the top of the head, worthy bobble.
That was bad. And the guy made it harder than it had to be. Like, he was like trying to make it a nice highlight catch when it didn't have to be. Anyway, that was hilarious. Back to Brad and this offseason. I think he's gonna have a really good offseason of improving that 2-point percentage around the rim, improving both hands, improving as a finisher. But I don't think it's his basketball that's the most important thing about this.
No.
I don't think it's next year that's the most important thing about this. And I'll get into a little more. I wrote about it at Badger's Wire, but I'll get into a little more about what I do think is the most important impact. And Ben, you already mentioned it a little bit, but I'll get into that a little more in just a sec. First, this episode is brought to you not by bobbled catches in the Mets-Phillies game, but instead by rockauto.com. Rock Auto is the place to go for wholesale prices on every car part you can imagine. Every make, every model is available at rockauto.com. It is a family business. You go onto the website, you need a car part, you go to that left side of the website, and they have every make and model listed out for you, a great search function. You find that part, you order that part, and in that how did you hear about us box at checkout, make sure you tell them that Locked On sent you. rockauto.com, R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O, Rock Auto, rockauto.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Locked On Today, the brand new show on the Locked On Podcast Network with host Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers host Peter Bukowski, which I'm sure many of you also listen to, a great show on this network, and he breaks down the biggest sports stories in under 20 minutes every single day. So wherever you get your podcast, check out Locked On Today for all the biggest sports stories every single morning. Brad Davison is back as a Badger. We're talking about it right now. We will get into the entire rotation. I'll give you what I think the starting lineup is going to be and what I think it should be in just a bit. But I'll start with this. And Ben, we were talking about this a little bit in the first segment, but I wrote about it today as well. I was talking about it on Twitter today. Brad Davison coming back does not make the Badgers a contender next year in the Big Ten, and that's not a slight on Brad. They're like three pieces away from that. No one player in the country coming right now, I think, could make them a serious contender in the Big Ten. They need about two or three guys. One realistic player in the country, I'll put it that way. A realistic guy they could get wouldn't really make some major, major difference. They're a couple guys away here. But what it does do is instead of – there's this like – thing that people think that it's going to take away minutes for guys, I don't know whose minutes this is going to affect. This isn't a deep backcourt at all. It doesn't affect minutes for the front court. The backcourt of Chucky Hepburn, Jonathan Davis, Lauren Bowman, maybe Lauren Bowman or Carter Gilmore, maybe at certain points of the year it could take away some of their minutes, but not much.
Yeah, if anything, they need someone there with them on the court or to spell them so they don't have to carry too much of a load in their first time in college, first time on a college court.
And getting into what I was teasing about before, the most important part of this is that Brad Davison will be that guy for them because there's no better player to go up against every day in practice as a senior. He's going to play hard every practice. He's going to do what Coach Gard wants him to do every single practice. They're going to see a clear role model in front of them every single day that they go in to work. And they're going to see how he carries himself off the floor. An extremely, extremely likable, respectful, humble guy off the floor. And they're going to see that. And they're going to take some of that with them going into their sophomore, their junior, their senior years when they're the ones leading the way.
Yeah, and we talk about it a lot with the football team where this offseason is going to help them immensely because this is a developmental program that when you have those offseason reps against players as good as you have on the other side of the football, you go into the season better. It's the same thing with basketball, where when they get this full offseason period, they don't have, you know, COVID shutting down the entire world like it did last offseason to kind of throw the whole preparation period off its rhythm. No, they have this entire offseason of what you said, going up against him every day in practice, learning from him, pretty much learning how to be a college athlete, learning how to succeed at that level. And then going forward, like you'll just see the fruits of that labor kind of go on forever.
And also, if you think that, and maybe you think they're just doing this for show, I guess, but if you think that Chucky Hepburn, Matthew Morris, Lauren Bowman are mad about playing with Brad Davison, you might want to go check Twitter.
They're not.
Go to their Twitter accounts.
They're not.
You'd be very, very wrong about that. So go check out what they said. I mean, they are ready to play with this guy. And it is a perfect, perfect marriage between young guys and Brad coming in to help them out and show them the ropes. And I think it's going to be an overall fantastic thing for Wisconsin basketball as a program. So let's get into something that I think needs to change before the year starts and a little bit about why in just a sec. But first, I want to say one last thing about Brad and the young guys. I'm going to give you a concrete example here because I feel like we're just kind of speaking generally about, yeah, he'll help the guys, show them the ropes, whatever. Here's one thing that Brad does on the floor that nobody else on this team does. In fact, most people in college basketball don't do it to his level. I've seen very few pro players do it to the level he does it.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
And I think people at home are listening like, what in the world are you going to say that I could possibly agree with right now? But here's what it is. And you noticed it more this year than other years. The reason? No fans. Brad Davison talks on defense.
A lot.
All the time.
A lot.
And it is so important for young guys to learn because young guys don't do it well, generally. Young guys are generally not people that come into programs in college and immediately will be the talkers. And there's reasons why, right? Like, okay, you're new here, I get that. But it's
The game moves faster for them
Way
to
faster.
Start.
It's so always positive.
It's rare that you have freshmen coming in and being that general on defense or offense, because the game is moving at a different speed when they come in.
Good point, for sure. And they're gonna see Brad do it, talk on defense, you know, call out, and I wrote this in my article shamelessly, and I'll say it in the podcast show, be the quarterback of the defense if you will.
Hey, you mentioned he's always hurt every offseason. He's just a football guy.
He'll be the quarterback of the defense. Oh, God. Pun absolutely intended. And he's a guy that they'll learn from vocally. They'll watch his habits on defense with calling things out, letting you guys know where to be, and that's going to help this team immensely going forward. Today's episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. Ben, is there a lineup right now for Brad Davis and Chargers over-under?
No, but I will be a one to set it.
Okay. We'll have that for you later in the year as we get closer
come,
to basketball season.
Come season time, I'll make lines. We'll have overall charges, over-under, time during a broadcast before you hear that he was a quarterback. I don't know. Every Brad Davison prop you can imagine, I'll find a way to make a line.
This is going to be a long bet online.
Sure.
Spot. I'll tell you why, because I need to say this right now. So we remember to do it, okay?
Right.
I have a friend's dad. He's actually a Temple guy that I go to Temple with, and he works at the Temple, and he does this thing, good friend of mine's dad, where he sends out a baseball quiz every year with questions he creates.
Huh.
So some of them are like simple over-under wins. Some of them are like, will this player get traded before this player?
Or I've
seen
that. First
manager fired.
I've seen that.
Or like, will he wear this on this day? Like I don't know. Random questions. Some of them are normal. Some of them aren't. We should make a Wisconsin basketball quiz as like a competition for Locked On Badgers listeners.
In.
And football.
Football would be great because you have more variety. I would just do a Brad Davison quiz.
We could do that. BetOnline.ag should get on this, but yeah.
We'll get there. BetOnline, though. BetOnline is your fastest and your easiest way to bet on all your sports action, including maybe some Brad Davison props that may or may not go on later. Football is coming up. The NBA is nearing playoff time. The NHL, the MLB are in full swing. BetOnline can even cover your award shows, your television shows, reality television. I myself, I'm a Bachelor guy. I love seeing the lines of who wins The Bachelor.
Big day for The Bachelor today.
Locked On Badgers, it was. Locked On Badgers exclusive, though. I am a Bachelor guy. Real time, but you get at BetOnline. Real time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, the odds. It is the best place to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON for that welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So let's get into a little bit about the rotation next year, what it could look like, how Brad changes it. I'll start with this, Ben, and I think the starting lineup right now, if you started the season tomorrow, would look as follows. I think it'd be Chucky Hepburn, Brad Davison, Jonathan Davis, Tyler Wall, and Ben Carlson. So with those five guys, there are a few things you note right off the bat. Number one, I think it's a really good defensive lineup. I think it can go up well against most Big Ten teams next year in terms of its switchability. You can basically switch every pick and roll with those five. You don't have to worry about anybody on anybody, really. They're going to be a good rebounding unit for their size. But obviously, it's the issue of if you have a 7-footer who is very skilled and can dominate, then that's a problem, right? Like there's no real true big man to bring off the bench. Steven Crowell just physically, like, I mean, there are guys that won't bully him. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much he can do about it. He's a very skilled offensive player already. He's going to get stronger this offseason, but it's a hard one when you don't have a true big to guard true bigs. But every other situation, I like this team defensively a lot. Offensively, obviously major questions.
Well, it'll be a work in progress no matter who they put out there because of who they have.
100%. And getting into that bench real quick, I was thinking Matthew Moore, Steven Crowell, Lauren Bowman, and Carter Gilmore as the four most likely guys to get minutes, and then hopefully throw in another backup big that they get in the transfer portal or a guy that ends up starting and bumping, say, Carlson to the bench as the sixth man, but we'll see.
I was gonna preface kind of the lineup and the roster talk with, like, this team should still be out there, and Greg Gard should still be out there in the transfer portal looking to add a guy, either a big or someone to help, because Brad Davison coming back, we talked about what it'll bring, but if this team is really going to be competitive with the Big Ten's best next year, they still need a guy in the transfer portal. So even, like, we're looking at this roster as it's constructed right now. The ideal scenario is they add someone, that guy, Hera from Penn State, that you were mentioning? Someone like that,
incredible,
that can come in, maybe start, contribute, that has experience. But I see the starters similar to you. I think some people are sleepy on Steven Crowell, or at least how Greg Gard will find a way to put Crowell in the starting lineup just because of the amount of bigs they'll have to go up against next year. But I think you're spot on with the Davison, Davis, Wall, Carlson, and then Hepburn will have a big role off the bench or in the lineup wherever Gard places him.
So I think that if we're talking about Crowell sleeping on him, if there's one name in the nine I just mentioned that people aren't really thinking about as much as they should be, I think it's Lauren Bowman. I think that we don't know what he did this past year, which is the concern. Like, how much was he playing basketball? Was he training? Like, we don't really know, right? And obviously he had bigger things to deal with, much bigger things. So I'm not saying he should have been or shouldn't be. I mean, no, he had to take care of it. I'm glad some things were resolved to where he can at least come back to school and be a part of this team. But it's obviously a question as to how much basketball was he playing, right? What shape is he in coming in? And I don't know the answer either way. I'm interested to figure it out. And we'll figure it out way before the season starts. You know, we'll have those pressers. We'll talk to him and we'll see where he's at right now. But coming into school, if he came in last year, this is a dude who was a top five player in the state of Michigan, a really tough, gritty area to play basketball in. Always physical, hard-nosed players in that state. And he's crafty. Doesn't really, in some ways similar to Chucky, where he doesn't really pop speed-wise or athleticism-wise, but always seems to get to the spot he wants to get to. Really good footwork. Has the speed to beat you off the dribble. Really good handle. But like I said, isn't going to blow you away with some posters, whatever it is. I think he can really improve from three. Last year in club, or 2 years ago in club at UIBL, he shot 31% from three. So that's probably the biggest hole for him right now, is just becoming a really consistent, because if you're a 6'2 guard in college basketball, you just got to make threes, like at a 35%, 40% clip to be a really good guard. And I don't know if he can do that yet, but he's physically ready for the Big Ten. No doubt about that to me. And I hope he's in good enough offensive basketball shape to come in and make a big impact right away. But I don't see much of a difference in the recruiting profile. If we were talking about last year's Lauren Bowman coming out of high school versus this year's Chucky Hepburn, I just honestly don't see much of a difference with them in terms of their recruiting profiles and what they bring immediately to campus. And I understand one is a lot more hype than the other, and that's fine. I think they're both going to be good players in this program. I just don't think the gap is much of anything at this point, from what I know about both of them.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, they both have a similar path to seeing the floor and to finding a role on the court. I will say Hepburn, kind of his stock did rise in my eyes, because I saw him post a picture with, I think, one of the either one of the members of his class or one of the Wisconsin football targets that goes to his high school, and he's wearing a Phillies hat.
I think Micah Riley's posted a picture with
him. Yeah, so he's rising in my book.
2022 Wisconsin target. Also, I want to preface this by saying, speaking of Hepburn's stock rising, not just from Phillies hats, and if there's another crazy play in the Phillies game, I guess we'll have to completely interject the show again, Ben. But
well, there won't be, because I'm turning it off soon. We suck.
Awesome. The Dodgers don't lose, so I don't have to watch. But with Lauren Bowman and Chucky Hepburn, I was saying this. Hepburn's stock did rise this year. Like, there's no doubt he's coming in at a place where he should be the one getting more publicity, based on the fact that he just played a fantastic season, went to the state championship game yet again, was great in some of those state tournament moments, and Lauren Bowman hasn't played basketball in a year, right? We don't know what he's been doing, so that's fair. I was talking about, if you took both of them coming out of high school as just players, to me, they're very similar.
Yeah, yeah, and the beauty of it all is, like, none of it will really matter until they step foot on the college court, and kind of none of it will matter until we see what they do together and what they do in the program. Because we know they both have the ceilings and the talent to be real contributors, to be those dudes in the backcourt for years to come. But it's obviously now about what do they do when they get to the program and when they prepare for the season and when they actually play.
It was nice to have some big basketball news today. It really nice for me.
It was nice. I was kind of living in heaven for a couple weeks with only football news, not having to talk about basketball. While I do love basketball, kind of football getting up and running was heaven for me for a couple weeks. But shout out to Brad Davison for providing the offseason content.
Absolutely. Brad, thank you for the content, and thank you for coming back. We can't wait to watch Brad Davison return to Madison. I'm really happy for him. I think it's absolutely the right move for everybody involved, and that's the big takeaway, man. We're excited to see Brad back. No, he's not 35. He is 21 years old as we record this podcast on April 14th, 2021. So, sorry he's younger than most Nebraska players. I apologize, Robin.
I can't wait next season for the inevitable Bo Borowski Twitter slander every time he refs a Wisconsin game or a Big Ten game. But every single time we see him make a call on Brad Davison, whether it's right or wrong, I'm excited for that kind of ecosystem of Twitter to come together again. Because it's one of the most beautiful things in the world.
It is, because it's when I hold hands with Robin, and I hold hands with my guy, the legendary Isaiah Hole over at Wolverine's Wire, the legendary Isaiah Hole, who took my net worth in a game this past year with a bet, and host of, I'm on the Locked On Podcast, host of Locked On Wolverines. What am I saying, Isaiah Hole? So it is where the Big Ten unites. It's beautiful. Ben Stevens should be here for our Bo Borowski special, I guess, to host it. But as always, On Wisconsin, we'll be back on Friday, and it was Brad Davison Day today. So because it's Brad Davison Day today, Ben, I'll close the show by asking you, why did the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team, why do they win the Big Ten championship?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Speechless.